My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.
Welcome aboard, Paulding County, and here we go. It's another edition of My Sports Live every Saturday morning right here on my 102.7 WMYW. My name's Pete Seymour, your host over the fall seasons, the winter season, and the spring season, right here every single Saturday morning. And helping us navigate through that spring season is our guest today here on My Sports, and that is the athletic director of the Paulding Panthers, and that is Tyler Aaron. We're going to have his interview up next. We talk about all things spring sports. We talk about how he's able to handle the scheduling of all of this. I know this is just a very tough spring sports season with all the weather that we've had. So we'll talk all things Paulding County athletics with the athletic director, Tyler Aaron, coming up after this. Of course, we'll talk then some baseball. We'll talk then some softball. The tournament draws for softball out. The tournament draws for baseball happening Sunday, so you won't have to wait too long for those. And of course, we'll talk a little bit of track and field. And then we'll wrap it all up with our Paulding County slate of games with the cancellations. Those cancellations being moved, I should say. MySports.live will have coverage for you, and we'll talk about those dates that are to be made up. So, we're going to have all that for you, but first, it's time for a short break. Wherever you are and whoever you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. We get it all rolling right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. This is My Sports. My name's Pete Seymour, and it continues next right here on My 102.7.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Welcome back to another edition of My Sports, and it's time to welcome in our guest today. Who better to help talk spring sports with us than the athletic director of Paulding High School, helping to navigate us through this spring sports season, and that is Tyler Aaron. Tyler, thank you so much for the time today. And how tough has it been navigating through this spring sports season this year?
Yeah, you know, spring sports are definitely a little more challenging when you're dealing with the elements. It's harder to get the baseball and softball fields ready when we're getting dumped on with rain consistently. But, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, you take day by day. You get your schedule set up at the start of the year, and then you just kind of go throughout this process and go throughout the spring and see what weather brings at you. But, you know, pretty happy with the amount of games that we've been able to play, you know, given the circumstances. Yeah. And there's a lot of people to give credit towards. You know, I give a lot of credit towards our coaches for putting the work in on the fields and keeping them ready to play. You know, we have Tom Archbold, who puts a lot of work into our baseball field, and our softball coaches have been working consistently in our softball field, getting it ready. So, you know, it's a process. A lot of people work together to make these games happen, and we just got to be flexible. You know, it's just one of those seasons where nothing's for sure.
And I say, I can definitely echo that. I made the comment the other day about the baseball and the softball field. I'm like, man, these are in really good shape for taking so much water as they have. So that's never easy, and those are some very, very long hours. Let's talk about your path to becoming an AD. So after graduating from Paulding, you played collegiately at Kent State. What was the experience like playing D1 football?
It's a great experience. It's not easy to do that. Yeah. You know, it was a challenge. Made a lot of lifelong friendships to this day that, you know, still stay in touch with a lot of my former teammates. And
actually have another wedding this fall, so it's great to get together. We usually get together two or three times a year to see each other, and had a lot of great experiences playing college football. Played in a lot of bigger venues, and obviously got to play in a prestigious conference like the Mid-American Conference, which is a lot of good football throughout the Midwest, and great experience.
What were some of your favorite memories from that time? I know it might be taking you back a little bit now, but that's pretty cool. What all stadiums did you get to play in?
I think it's just the bonds with the teammates. You know, you put so much work into it, and Division I college football is a year round deal. So put so much work into it with your teammates. You grow closer with your teammates, and those are the things you really remember. You know, they were great experiences. You know, we played at Alabama. We played at Kansas State. You know, Boston College, Penn State. You know, a lot of big places. The thing that we take and say you take from it is just the bonds with your teammates and just being to get to be a part of something bigger than yourself. So those are the main positives that you take from that type of experience.
Very cool. Very cool. I love that. So was your vision then to always become an athletic director?
I always wanted to be a coach. You know, I got into teaching, you know, wanted to teach, wanted to help our youth, wanted to coach, which obviously I did, which, you know, opened the door, you know, when the athletic director position came open and, you know, did those two jobs together and want to help our student athletes grow and help our programs grow. And I've always kind of been sports oriented. You know, I played baseball, I participated in track, I played football, obviously. So, you know, I've always been sports oriented, big professional sports. A lot of my life revolves around sports and just want to kind of give back, and especially to the community that I graduated from, and just want to help these student athletes and our teams reach their full potential.
Absolutely. I love that. Completely understand that. So where would you say your passion for being an athletic director comes from, and what are some of the most rewarding aspects of your job?
I want to help our coaches succeed. You know, I've been in their shoes. I've been in our student athletes' shoes from not that long ago. So I just want to make sure that we're giving them an experience that they will enjoy and that they will, you know, have success and just help our teams reach their full potential. And that when that opportunity came up for me to become the athletic director, you know, it was a tough decision. There's a lot of time that goes into it. It's not an easy job.
Yeah.
There's a lot of time away from the family, but, you know, they've been great with being here with me at the events. And so it's a very rewarding just to see our teams reach their potential and see the growth and just know that our coaches are doing all they can do to help these student athletes succeed.
So this is something I've always wanted to ask an athletic director. So when the time comes and that you have an open coaching position, kind of what's your thought process in filling that position, and what's the process like in actually going about it? Do you have a list of guys, a list of ladies that are ready to, fill this void, or what's that process like?
There's things that, you know, we're looking for in our coaches. You know, being a school, we have to go through the proper channels first as far as posting the position internally. And then if it gets to the external, then we post there. But as far as once we have the candidates who are interested in the position, it's really, you know, I like to put together a committee that's going to help me, you know, make this decision. It's never just going to be my sole decision. And then, you know, just having three or four things that I believe is the most important things for our coaches, the qualities that they need to have, and just, you know, figuring out who's the best fit at that time. So that's kind of the process that we go through.
Very cool. Very cool. So what's some advice you would give as a former college athlete, high school athlete, as someone looking to make that jump from high school to the next level to play college?
I would say take it day by day. Just try to improve yourself every day. Don't focus on the big picture too much. Just focus on yourself, how you can better yourself as an athlete, as a person, as a student, each and every day. And just as long as you're putting the work in and reaching your full potential, then good things are going to happen. And you don't necessarily know when that opportunity is going to arise. I didn't get an offer from Kent State University until my senior season was over, and I determined that was the best fit for me. So you never know. So just take it day by day, put in as much work as you can into it, and enjoy the process.
Awesome. I love it. And so last one for you, what are some big events coming up in Paulding Athletics? I know we're starting to get to the end of some of these spring sports, but anything else on the agenda?
Yeah, first and foremost, we've got the Paulding County track meet, the high school track meet on Monday night here at Paulding. It'll be our senior night, so we'll recognize them all, some seniors, for all the work and contributions that they've put in to our track program. Our softball team gets to host the sectional final tournament next Friday night, the 10th, here at home against the winner of Coldwater and Allen East at 5:00. And our baseball draw is Sunday, so yeah. We'll get to find out who will be playing there. So definitely a lot going on here to wrap up the season. Our track team also will be participating at districts here on the 16th and 18th. So the boys will be at Ayersville and the girls will be at Defiance on the 15th and 17th. So May is always a busy month, you know, getting these seasons wrapped up. It's always an exciting time to see which of our teams, which of our athletes make that tournament path and who can make it the furthest. So we're definitely excited.
Well, Tyler, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day. I know it's a busy time of the year, so thank you for spending some of your time with me here on My Sports. Best of luck to all the teams the rest of the way, and I'm excited to see how everyone does.
Yeah, no problem, Pete. Anytime you want me on, I'm willing. I appreciate you guys' coverage of high school athletics and particularly Paulding Athletics.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you. This has been the Athletic Director for Paulding High School. That is Tyler Aaron, and we'll be right back with plenty more My Sports right here on My 102.7 FM.
Sports teams and programs throughout Paulding County develop great traits and skills for the future workforce of our county. In addition, the travel to ball fields, gyms, and parks throughout the county enhance the economy of all these areas. The Paulding County Economic Development Office supports all county sports-related leagues and events and the positive impact it has on the Paulding County economy.
We're back here on My Sports, talking the week that was on the baseball diamond in Paulding County Athletics as we just wrapped up our conversation with the athletic director of Paulding High School, that being Tyler Aaron. So let's take a look at some of the scores from the baseball diamond. Of course, the baseball draw for the tournament coming up this Sunday, so don't have to wait too long for that. The softball one already out. We'll get to that one a little bit later in the show. But let's take a look at the scoreboard, and we'll start with some Wayne Trace Raider baseball as they took down Delphus Jefferson by a 13-1 final. 13 runs on 9 hits and 2 errors for the Raiders. For Delphus Jefferson, only 1 run on 2 hits and 4 errors. The winning pitcher, Connor Davis, he went 5 innings, allowing 2 hits, 1 run. That run unearned, striking out 9 and walking 1. That's a quality start. Vinny Murray took the loss, going 1 2/3, allowing 8 runs. None of those earned. That's a tough day on the bump. Wayne Trace at the plate. Tucker Antoine, he singled home a run and scored one. Brevin Anderson, he scored a run. Cale Wyden's a single and 2 runs scored with 2 driven in. Cooper Wenslake, a single, a triple, and 2 runs scored while driving in 2. Carter Clemens, a single, 3 runs scored. Kyle Forer, a single, a run, 2 driven in. Tyson Gerber, a double, 2 runs, 2 RBI. Tyler Head, a single, 2 RBI. And Brady Miller, also a single and a run. More baseball takes us to Paulding. It was Grayson Harder who went 7 complete innings, allowing 5 hits, no runs, striking out 9, and walking 1 in Paulding's big 4-0 win over Ayersville. 1 run in the second, 3 runs in the fourth, the 4 runs for Paulding, 4 on 9, 1 error for the Panthers. For the Pilots, no runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors. The winning pitcher, Grayson Harder, as I mentioned, 7 complete, 5 hits, no runs, 9 strikeouts while walking 1. At the plate, Kane Jones, he singled twice and drove home 2. Patrick Polak with 2 singles as well. Grayson Harder helped himself with a knock. Casey Agler, he had 2 knocks and then 2 runs scored. Hunter Couts, a single and a run. Grady Barton, a single and an RBI. And Colton Hunt, a run scored. Big win for the Paulding Panthers. So let's talk some Archer baseball now. They fell to Delphus Jefferson 15-7. Kenneth Smeltzer, he was pretty good in this one. 3 1/3 innings for the Locos. Allowed 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned, striking out 5 and walking 2. Lucas Sproles takes the loss on the bump for Antwerp. Went 2 innings, allowing 5 hits, 10 runs, 5 of those earned, striking out 2 and walking 6. Tegan Marlin also saw action alongside C.J. Eaton on the bump for Antwerp at the plate. Reed Leashtey, he had a couple knocks, a single, a triple, and 2 runs scored. Aiden Leashtey, a double and a run and an RBI. Riley Smith, he has 2 knocks, a run, and an RBI. Derek Hines, a single, 2 runs, and 2 driven in. Tegan Marlin, a single, a double, and an RBI. Michael Roars, a single, and 1 driven in. Hampton Rogge, an RBI, and then Kane Hines, a single and a run scored. Of course, the Wayne Trace Raiders wrapping up their third straight GMC title this past week. Congratulations to Wayne Trace. Here's a few more finals later in the week. Of course, as I mentioned, the tournament draw for baseball happening on Sunday, so we'll keep you updated with all of that action coming up next week on My Sports. But here's a look at some of the action later in the week. from Thursday evening. It was Paulding falling by 2 runs to a pretty good Fort Jennings team. 5 runs on 6 hits, no errors for Fort Jennings. 3 runs, 5 hits, big 3 errors for Paulding, really the difference in this one. Kane Jones took the loss. He went 5 innings, allowing 6 hits. 5 runs, only 3 of those earned, while striking 5 and walking 3. At the plate, Kane Jones, another nice day. He's putting together a nice season, a double and an RBI off of his bat. Casey Agler, he scored a run. Grayson Harder, a single, a double, and a run scored. Grady Barton, a single and an RBI. Ian Hutchinson, also a single while scoring a run. Miller City 5, Wayne Trace 3. At the plate for Wayne Trace, Tucker Antoine, he had a single and a run. Carter Clemens, a run scored. Kyle Four, he homered and drove in 2 while scoring a run. Cooper Wenslick, an RBI. Tyson Gerber, also a single. Postseason play just around the corner. Of course, the boys draw, that one being on Sunday. So just tomorrow, we'll find out the postseason destinations for some of the Paulding County teams, which brings me to my next point. We need to talk some softball, so we're going to do that next. That tournament draw already being announced, so we'll break that all down, plus all of the scores from this past week and the week that was on the softball diamond. We continue with more My Sports right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. We're right here on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
We're back talking softball here on My Sports. So we had a pretty jam-packed week. We just finished up talking baseball, so let's talk about the softball diamond, and let's talk about the Antwerp Archers. 6 runs on 6 hits, only 1 error. In Antwerp's defeat of the Wayne Trace Raiders earlier this week, 4 runs on 9 hits, 5 errors for Wayne Trace. The error category, the difference in this one. Ellie Clem, she's been so good all year. She gets the win, going 7 innings, allowing 9 hits, 4 runs, only 3 of those earned, striking out 7 without walking a batter. Reagan McGarvey was still good in the circle for Wayne Trace. 7 innings, 6 hits, 6 runs, 1 earned, striking out 7, still not walking a batter. At the plate, Ellie Clem, 2 knocks and 2 runs to her name. Caroline Roars, a single, a run, and 2 driven in. Easty Leasty, a double and a run. Raylan Zuber, a single, a run, and an RBI. Aliyah Friend, a double and a run scored. At the plate, Logan Bland, single, a homer, 2 runs and an RBI on that home run. Ava Zartman, a single and a run. Caitlin Slade, a single. Tiana Sin, a knock and an RBI. Katie Anna Bomley, single and a run. Allison Noggle, 2 singles with an RBI to her name. And Brianna Parker also had a knock. Ayersville and Paulding also met on the softball diamond earlier this week. Pilots 8, Paulding 3 in this one. 8 runs on 10 hits and an error for Ayersville. For Paulding, 3 runs on 8 hits and 3 errors. Kendra Walton was good in the circle. 7 innings, 8 hits, 3 runs all earned, 11 Ks and a walk. Tia Mendez, like she has all year, been stellar for the Paulding Panthers. 7 innings, 10 hits, 8 runs, only 5 of those earned, striking out 6 and walking 5. At the plate, it was Brooklyn Bakel. She had 2 singles for Paulding. Macy Kauser, a single and a run scored. Tia Mendez also scored a run. Jocelyn Parrott, 2 singles and RBI. Caden Schwab, a single. Mariah Kloffenstein, a single. Jalen Kloffenstein, a run. And Samantha Leal, also a single. More softball from earlier in the week. It was Wayne Trace 10, Hicksville 1 in GMC Conference action. 10 runs on 12 hits and 3 errors for Wayne Trace. For the Aces, a run on 5 hits and 5 errors. Reagan McGarvey, 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, none earned, striking out 6 and walking 2. That's a quality start. Kennedy Adams, 6 innings, 12 hits, 10 runs, 6 earned, 1 K and a walk for the Hicksville Aces at the plate. Boy, the Wayne Trace Raiders really had a day. Logan Bland, 2 doubles, 2 singles, 2 runs, 3 driven in. Ava Zartman, a triple, 2 runs and an RBI. Paige Albert, 2 singles with an RBI to her name. Tiana Sin, she scored a run, while Katie Anna Bomley singled and scored a run herself. Allison Noggle, a single, a run and an RBI. Brianna Parker, a run and an RBI. Allison Schultz scored a run. Olivia Franklin singled. Caitlin Slade singled, doubled, while driving in 3. And Sam Williams also crossed the plate once. More softball takes us to later in the week, and it takes us to Thursday, so let's talk about it. We're going to talk about the Wayne Trace Raiders on Thursday, as they defeated Wauseon by 5, Wayne Trace 9, Wauseon 4. They pounded out 17 hits to Wauseon's only 4, 9 runs on 17 hits, 5 errors for Wayne Trace, and then 4 runs on 4 hits, 2 errors for Wauseon. Wauseon led this game 4-0 after 2 innings, but then it was all Raiders from there, shutting down the Wauseon offense. And that was Logan Bland in the circle. 7 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, none of those earned, striking out 7 and walking 2. Boy, a full stat sheet at the plate. Logan Bland really helped herself out. Three singles to her name. Ava Zartman, two singles a run and one driven in. Caitlin Slade, she had two doubles, a single, and two RBI. Paige Alber, she had two knocks to her name with a run and two driven in. Tiana Sin also crossed the plate once. Katie Anna Baumley with three singles. Allison Noggle, two singles with two driven in. Brianna Parker, a single and a run. Allison Schultz, a single and a run. Ella Crosby, two runs. And Sam Williams also scoring two runs. Congratulations, Wayne Trace. Big time 9-4 win. Well, now it's tournament time. Of course, the softball draws happening this past week. Let's start with Antwerp. In Division 4, the Antwerp Archers will take on Fayette. That is at 5 p.m. on the 6th. Once again, Antwerp versus Fayette, 5 p.m. on the 6th in Division 4. In Division 3, Wayne Trace will face Fairview or Fort Recovery. Paulding will also face Coldwater or Allen East, the winner of that game. So let's take a look at the bracket all up and down. At the top, it is Parkway who got the bye. So OG will play Bluffton in the first round. Then the winner of that will get Parkway. Van Buren and Delphus Jefferson, that is the second round game. Wayne Trace gets the winner, of course, of Fairview and Fort Recovery, like I mentioned. That game being played on the 10th. Then Paulding on the 10th will get Coldwater or Allen East. So we could have a Wayne Trace-Paulding matchup come the 14th at 6 o'clock, depending on how this shakes out. That would be a 2-3 seed all-Paulding County matchup, and that would be a lot of fun. So we'll have to see how it shakes out throughout the week. Should be a lot of great action on the softball diamond. So the boys, their selection, as I mentioned, we'll have that for you coming up next week on My Sports. Their selection is tomorrow. We'll break all that and those brackets down next week on My Sports. But for now, it's time for a short break. When we come back, we're talking a little bit of track before we wrap this one up. My name is Pete Seymour. This is My Sports. Stay with me, Paulding County, because we're live right here on My 102.7.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh, your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
Back here on My Sports, as we wrapped up our softball segment, we wrapped up our baseball segment, and we wrapped up our guest interview segment this week with Tyler Aaron, the Paulding Athletic Director. He's been the one helping us navigate through spring sports this year. If you missed that interview, again, all of these episodes, they are archived on the my1027.org website for on-demand access. Not just this episode, but all of the episodes, not just from this year, but every year, all of the My Sports episodes on my1027.org. Go on, check it out after this one. So we got Tyler's perspective on the spring sports season. We need to talk some track and field before we get into the My Sports slate of games. We heard Tyler talk about some pretty important events coming up for track and field. So let's take a look at what happened this last week on the track. And the meet that I want to talk about is the one between Delphus St. John's, Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Crestview. So let's take a look at some of the top performers. And we'll start with the girls 100. It was Emma Elkins from Paulding in a fifth-place finish with a time of 14:35. The girls' 200-meter dash, it was Wayne Trace's Kareen Winans, a third-place finish there. And then Emma Jane Burschneider, a seventh-place finish. Moving on to the girls' 400, Kareen Winans and Caroline Winans in 1 and 2 positions there with a time of 103.27 for Kareen, and then Caroline right behind her, a time of 104.48, earning 6 and 4 points, respectively, for the Wayne Trace Raiders. The girls' 800-meter run was led by Bethany Miller, the junior from Wayne Trace, time of 2:37.95, earning 6 points. From Paulding, Adriana Carwile, she checks in at number 7, does the junior with a time of 3:32.82. In the girls' 1600-meter run, it was Jayla Griffith, the freshman from Paulding, a time of 6:01.01, and then the sophomore from Paulding, Abby Elkins, with a time of 6:03.38. Also from Wayne Trace, the senior Libby Merez, she checks in 7th place with a time of 8:38.13. The girls' 100-meter hurdles, Kaylee Dunham from Paulding, with a time of 18.62, a first-place finish. Wayne Trace's Amber Stoller, a second-place finish, and then Paulding's Ingrid Batista, the sophomore, a third-place finish. The girls' 300-meter hurdles, Abby Elkins, the first-place finish, with a time of 54.05, and then Amber Stoller, the freshman from Wayne Trace, with a time of 54.23. The girls 4x100, it was the team of Tori Young, Miley Jacobs, Emma Stouffer, and Emma Jane Burschneider taking second place, and then the team of Brianna Bermejot, Ingrid Batista, Kyrie Jackman, and Adriana Carwell taking third place for Paulding. Once again, that was the girls 4x100-meter relay. From Paulding, it was Emma Elkins, Kyra Jackman, Claire Miller, and Jamie Hunt with a time of 1:58.77 in the girls' 4x200-meter relay. Then Wayne Trace's Tori Young, Libby Merez, Emma Stouffer, and Emma Burschneider with a time of 2:09.78 in a second-place finish. Paulding taking home the girls' 4x400 with Kaylee Dunham, Claire Miller, Jayla Griffith, and Jamie Hunt, a 4:22.9 final. Amber Stoller, Madison Gurney, Corrine Winans, and Bethany Miller from Wayne Trace, a second-place finish there. Girls 4x800, Wayne Trace, a second-place finish. Caroline Winans, Ava Stoller, Madison Gurney, and Bethany Miller, time of 11:12.71. The girls' high jump, it was Paulding's Kaylee Dunham, the freshman, with a height of 4:11 in the final. She earned a first-place finish. The girls' pole vault, that was led by Miley Jacobs of Wayne Trace, 9 feet flat there. And then Paulding's Jamie Hunt, 7 feet flat for a fourth-place finish. On to the girls' long jump. It was the freshman from Paulding, Kaylee Dunham, leading the way for the Panthers. A length of 13:07.75. And then the junior from Paulding, Emma Elkins, 13:05 on the jump there in the long jump. Also, Brianna Bermejot, Catherine Birch, and Adriana Carwell all competing 11:11.75, 9:01.75, and 7:07.25 for that trio. Also, Wayne Trace's Lemmy Merez checks in with a sixth-place finish in the girls' long jump. The girls' shot put, it was two atop for the Wayne Trace Raiders. Lindsay Peace with a final throw of 31:03, and then Kathleen Stoller, the junior, with a final throw of 29:03. First and second-place finishes there. Kathleen Birch, the sophomore from Paulding, checking in at number five. Also at number nine, Brianna Bermejot, the junior from Paulding. And then from Wayne Trace, Elizabeth Graham, Emma Stouffer, and Brooklyn Miller, all ranking 10th, 11th, and 12th, respectively. Kathleen Stoller led the girls' discus throw, a final throw of 92:02, earning 6 points for her team. Wayne Trace's Emma Stouffer also competing and finishing in third. Brianna Draper from Wayne Trace, she threw a total distance of 69:05. Lindsay Peace also a 68:10 distance there. That was good for a ninth-place finish. And Paulding's Claire Miller also checking in at 51:06. The boys' 100-meter run, as we turn our attention to the guys, it's Graydon Troth from Wayne Trace and Clay Stoller with fourth and fifth-place finishes, respectively. From Wayne Trace and the boys' 200-meter, it was Reese Olwin with a final time of 25:06, just behind Crestview's Kellen Putman with a time of 24:52. In the boys' 200-meter run, it was Jeremiah Koenig from Paulding, a time of 55:88 for a second-place finish. And in the boys' 800-meter run, it was all Wayne Trace Raiders. Cole Moorhead, 2:06.26 for the first-place finish, and then Eli Trees, time of 2:08.25 for a second-place finish. From Paulding in fourth, it was Jordan Manns there, the time of 2:12.81. Also from Paulding, it was Alex Highwarden, the time of 2:31.34, good for a ninth-place finish. In the boys' 1,600-meter, Cole Moorhead led the way for Wayne Trace, 4:56.33, a first-place finish. Achilles Mead behind him, the freshman from Paulding, time of 5:01.75. Also, from Wayne Trace, the freshman Eli Treese, time of 5:14.78, and then Aiden Lee, time of 5:44.31. Boys' 110-meter hurdle, it was Wayne Trace's Clay Stoller in front with a final time of 17:49, earning 6 points for his team. Reese Olwin from Wayne Trace, time of 19:77, a fourth-place finish, and then Ryan Parker, a fifth-place finish, also from Wayne Trace. Boys' 300-meter hurdles, it was Hudson Myers and Clay Stoller along with Reese Olwin. 1, 2, and 3 go the Wayne Trace Raiders. Hunter Harwell and Jay Eckhart also in 6th and 7th for the Paulding Panthers. Relay time with the boys 4x100. Paulding's relay team of Avery Cooper, Peyton Manns, Sam Reinhardt, and Caleb Larson checking in at number two. The boys 4x200, Wayne Traces, Ben Gurney, Dyson Scott, Eli Treese, Hudson Myers, second place finish, while Paulding right behind them with Jalen Manns, Peyton Manns, Avery Cooper, and Alex Highwarden. The 4x400 meter relay, led by the Paulding Panthers, Jordan Manns, Jeremiah Koenig, Landon Grinnell, and Jalen Manns, a final time of 3:45.11. Then Wayne Traces, Ben Gurney, Corbin Varner, Landon Blankenship, and Hudson Myers, 3:55.96, and the boys 4x4. The 4x8, Wayne Traces, Ben Gurney, Aiden Lee, Landon Blankenship, and Cole Moorhead, a first place finish. The finals time of 9:15.02 for Paulding, Jeremiah Koenig, Jordan Manns, Landon Grinnell, and Achilles Mead, time of 9:36.26 for a second place finish. On to the high jump, it was Paulding's Caleb Larson leading the way with a final height of 5'8 flat, earning his team 6 points there. Also, Paulding's Achilles Mead and Jordan Manns competing, finishing in third and fourth, respectively. For Wayne Trace, Riley Manns and Hudson Myers, the sophomore and the senior, both finished in 6th and 7th place. The boys' pole vault, Jalen Manns leading the way there, a height of 10-foot flat for the Paulding Panthers. From Paulding, it was Dylan Perez, Peyton Manns, and Hunter Harwell, 4, 5, and 6 in the finishes there. The boys' long jump, it was Paulding, Jalen Manns, a final jump of 17:11.5 earns him a third-place finish. Wayne Traces, Connor Blankenship, and Landon Blankenship also finishing in 5th and 6th place, respectively. The boys' shot put was led by Luke Stouffer of Wayne Trace, final distance of 51:01. Jack Woods from Paulding behind him, 57:05.25. Also from Paulding, it was Sam Reinhardt finishing in 5th, Luke Beckman, Alex Bauman, and Curtis Langsdorf in 7th, and then tied for 8th place, respectively. Landon Foltz finished in 1st for Wayne Trace, the senior, in the boys' discus throw. Jack Woods in 2nd place, and then Luke Stouffer behind him. And then it was Paulding's Isaac Hagerman, and then Paulding's Luke Beckman also checking in 5th and 7th place, respectively. So that is a look at some of the track from this past week in Paulding County. And you heard Tyler Aaron say some more track on the horizon. Some big meets coming up as we work our way towards the end of the year for spring sports in Paulding County. It's really hard to say that. It's crazy to say that. It's been a very fast year. And the spring sports season just seems to go that much quicker. Well, we have to hand out a few thank yous today before I let you go. But I also need to mention that you can hear the Paulding and Antwerp softball game that was scheduled this past week. That will be rescheduled for May 11th at 10 a.m., and that will be broadcast audio only on mysports.live. So I know that's a little bit in the future, but I have to get the word out there as well. So now it's time for some thank yous, and we have to start with our guest today, the athletic director for the Paulding Panthers, Tyler Aaron. Truly appreciate the time, especially in this really busy season. And like I mentioned earlier, if you missed that interview, all of these episodes for My Sports are archived on the my1027.org website for on-demand access. Go back, take a listen, not just this episode, but all of the episodes of My Sports here throughout the years. A few more thank yous need to go out to our sponsors, and those are the Athletic Boosters of Paulding, Wayne Trace, and Antwerp, Williamson Crop Insurance, Paulding County Economic Development, Schweller Electric, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. We truly appreciate your support, again, not just this year, but every year here on My Sports. Well, that will do it for me today for another edition of My Sports, whoever you are and whoever you're listening. My name is Pete Seymour, thanking you for taking a piece of your Saturday and spending it with me for another edition of My Sports. I'll see you next week, Paulding County, same time, same place. Until then, you take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.